Blog Talk Radio.
Thousands and thousands
for fans who came out of town, thanks.
Thank you for visiting the town. Well,
it's only certain areas.
Right.
It's
Reference Chicago.
This is Reference Chicago. We got drafts here. We got Super Bowls here. The Super Bowl, no, it needs to be here now. If you see what that turnout brings, understand that the Super Bowl is going to be even better.
Exactly. And it's the first time they ever did the draft like that.
And these are all fans. Not politics involved and
made fan
brokers. And no, I'm saying everybody's here are fans of the game.
Yeah.
So you're getting a turnout of allegiance and legions. Yeah. Like,
and they're coming from other towns.
All ages.
Chicago gets money. Chicago made money.
Yeah. So let's recap his young draft. So Jameis Winston went one.
I like that.
And put some crab legs up on Instagram.
I don't have a problem with that, but yeah, I do. And I'll explain that. Okay. Yeah, he got excited. He kind of boxed everybody like, "Hi, I made it."
That's good.
That is good.
It's good
because it's like, all right.
Mariota.
Yeah, I know. The
all right, good pick for Tennessee, but he gotta get going.
You
gotta hit the ground running.
One of the best linebackers in the league.
Patrick Willis.
Patrick Willis.
What I think?
Kevin Willis, Patrick Willis. I'm still three basketball.
Of course, Reality Radio. What's going on?
Hey, gentlemen, what's going on? So you're in the Bastion of the NFL. Did you guys go to the draft town by in Chicago in the city of organized crime or not?
Yes, sir. I was there for the first round and the second round.
Nice. You get any trouble? You get arrested by any chance? Or get any brawls with anybody?
No, I didn't get arrested. I'm sitting right here with my crew.
Well, that's good. You know, you got to get a little trouble. It's the National Felon League. Pretend you're a felon. You know, you're a pretty big guy. I've seen a picture of you. Just start causing some trouble. Just say, you know who I am? I'm a host of a major podcast, you know. Just get in a brawl, you know. Have a bottle of Hennessy in your hand, you know. Hennessy and a bottle of Coca-Cola. Just start beating ass in some Green Bay fans, you know what I'm saying? So what'd you guys think of the draft? The first round was pretty boring. Would you not admit it was pretty boring?
The first round, to me, we went exactly how everybody expected it to come.
Right, I know, but all the rumors you heard that they were going to be horse trading.
Yeah,
but after it didn't happen, it went the way it was supposed to go. I mean, besides San Francisco, did the Fortune Cookies, they traded up, correct? That's the only way, because I was doing a live podcast in my YouTube account, my Google Hangout, at the same time with my friend from New York and had a couple of callers, so I did my podcast and my Google Hangout the same time, and we did up to the 20th pick, and then we shut her down. So it's fun. I mean, it was, you know, my Cowboys got a pot smoker, which is a good thing. I still wish we would have got that guy from USC. Instead, he went to New England. So, and my Cowboys better get a quarterback, that Hundley guy. They better get him from UCLA. I want to get him. That'd be kind of nice. So we'll see my Cowboys. I see they tried to prostitute up to Tennessee for Crybaby Cutler, but they didn't want him up in Tennessee, so I don't know. Well, I call him Tarzan. I like him a lot, but he needs a whole year here's what I heard is that the tired Santa Claus and the Kansas City Chicklets, the former coach, now the coach, Chicklets coach, excuse me, idiots, re-talked Tennessee out of making that trade. I would have told him, go ahead. You suck all the equity out of the Eagles for that pick, and if it doesn't work, he'll be back in Oregon. I would have, if I would have took that, I would have took those, if that was true. You know, all that, because I tell you what, I like him a lot, but Mariota, I think you're going to need a year, but you know, people are these days, they're not patient. So I think if you put in the right system, the correct system, I think he's going to be successful. But I love the food. How did the food stealer put in a picture of crab legs? How did that? That was a poor choice.
Exactly. Now, I need you to elaborate before you say that was a bad choice with him putting crab legs.
Yeah, let me hear your opinion. Let me hear your opinion. I think it's okay. Yeah, I think it's bad.
I get the joke, but that's what he got popped for. It's just you got to get now you set a contract, and it's not funny. I'm sorry. I don't really care. It just shows he's an immature idiot. He's got his Tampa Bay jersey on, his hat on with crab legs. He's stubbing his nose at what we call him, a food stealer. And then he said that he would hooked up. Like I told a friend of mine on my podcast, I said, I don't hate Jameson Winston. I want to see him be successful. I like success. But that just showed again his immaturity. I'm not surprised Tampa said take that down. And Lovie Smith is going to babysit him. He just doesn't want to say he's going to. Because I know they signed a contract. That's a good thing. But I just thought that was immaturity. Dumb, poor choice. And I want to hear about kid. He's a grown man now. And I just think I get it with his grandma. He should have been in Chicago walking across that stage shaking the hand of Goodell. I get that. They both should have been there. I'd be there. All the other guys were there because they were proud to be a pitcher with Goodell. It's just kind of like skipping college and going to play at the pros. You want to enjoy the atmosphere in college. I'm sorry, but that shows his immaturity again. His agent, whoever let him do it, I'm sorry. Just shows it's nothing. Again, is he lying then or lying now with the behavior being hooked up? It's like, it's just, I don't know. I don't trust. I think Lovey is going to take the pipe for this one if he fails. Hope he doesn't. I want to see him be successful. I really do. It just shows me how dumb he is. Just shows that smirk on his face. Are you really kidding me? But then again, why did he delete it? Why would you delete it? It's like people, I don't tweet a lot of stuff. I've never deleted a show. I've never deleted a tweet. I've never deleted anything on Facebook, ever.
No,
put
but
it up,
the
wait
teammates told him to delete the thing.
No, the owner told him to delete
it. The owner told him to decide to delete it.
I get it, but you see, but he's an adult. He's an adult, right? He's an adult, right?
Yeah, you know, but hey, here's the thing, though. Every player,
if this is the worst he's gonna do,
let it come out right now, so he get it out of his system.
No, don't let it out.
But it will get worse because now he has money and he's gonna have pull with people and all doing his party right there or all his hanger honors. He would take care of those people and he's gonna find trouble. Trouble's gonna find him. I'm sorry, but he's gonna lose focus. He just is. All these hanger-oners out there that are going to hang. They're going to buy me this, Jameson, buy me that. And he doesn't. He's just, I hope, he's saying the right stuff because he's told to. He went and met with Goodell because he was told to, not because he wanted to. You know what I'm saying? He didn't meet with Goodell because he was told. He wanted. He was told to. Because he wasn't going to meet with him in the first place because he wasn't going to be at the draft. You know what I'm saying?
But he talked a little bit on it.
Hey, I think he's just immature, man. Hey, so what do you think about Shane Ray being picked by Denver? And we already know that he got a problem with the other.
Yeah, play as a pot smoker. Look at my Cowboys. We got the pot smoker. He dropped to us. I guess we'll see what happens. But I wouldn't take these guys that don't know. Again, I work at the airport, you guys. I am a bonded employee. My Uncle Rugburn, who my producer, I work for him. He's in a wheelchair. I got to bring him, like, into the federal facility. I take a drug test every 6 months, okay? I know better. I have a dick job. I make very good money at the airport and through my uncle. You can be a professional football player, millions, and you're going to go smoke dope? It just shows your poor choices. Your poor choice. I don't get these guys. I don't get it.
You gotta put the pipe down, man.
I'm sorry. You want a good job in this country? You want to have a good job? You better be drug free. That's all there is to it. I don't like it. I don't care. I mean, I'm lucky to live well. I married a beautiful, smart lawyer woman, and I make very good money in my life because I make good choices. It just shows poor choices, and it's now you get more money, and you know what's going to happen for both those idiots who play for the one idiot plays for my Cowboys is someone's going to walk up to him. Hey. Here's some dope, and they'll allegedly give them a pill to say it's going to hide it in your urine. That's what these guys do. They give here's something you can wash your out of your urine. They'll do it again. I haven't smoked dope in 20 years, 25. I can tell you something before I get going here. I got to go do some dispatching. I picked a guy up. I work for the hotel, the limo service, helps out at hotels when they fire their employees. I picked a guy up last week from Rhode Island. Very nice man. I bring him back to the he gets out of the limo. He steps out. He goes, hey, man, you sound like a really cool guy. And I go, yeah, thanks a lot. He pulls a $20 bill out, puts a joint the size of your pinky on top of the 20. All right? You want this or the 20? I picked up the joint. I smelled it, put it back on the 20, and I said, I'll take the 20. Thank you very much. Okay? I think it was a better choice than the 20. I said, thanks anyways for the dope. I appreciate it. I could call the police for solicitation, but I won't. But thanks for the money. Keep your marijuana, okay? I mean, I made a better choice. I get it, but I'm like, no. I mean, I know what my job is. I know what I'm up against. I just looked at it. I go, thank you. I'll take the money. These guys don't know what no is. They have no self control, bitch. Please. I mean, they don't. They have none. That's the problem, guys.
What do you think about Bryce Petty? He just got picked to the Jets.
We were doing a live podcast with my just got picked now?
Yeah, he just got picked now.
Just now.
Where is he from now? What is he? Quarterback?
Baylor, yeah.
Yeah, that's that quarterback, right? That's huge. That's huge for my buddy. My buddy will be happy. We were doing look at my YouTube account, Cowport One. And we were doing our YouTube account, Google Hang. What?
Yeah, where's your buddy at? Your Jets fan that called in with you that time. He should be happy about this pick.
He will be, trust me. I'll call him. He called me at iConference, and then I called you. That's what we did. He was confident on my phone call. So, yeah, he's happy. Watch my YouTube video. He was happy. We were – because when they passed on him, he was begging for it. So he will be happy because he wanted a quarterback and he wanted him. So he'll actually be happy. He's pissed that his Islanders are out of the playoffs. He's happy the Rangers lost. So he's somewhat happy. His masturbators, his bets are doing well. You love Ted. He's NYPD retired. Love sports. He calls my podcast all the time. So he's happy. Bryce is good. Now my Cowboys have to get a quarterback here to back up Nancy Boy when he leaves for Wisconsin, you know. But I'm glad we got – I wish we would have got that guy for UCL, that UC guy that we passed on, my Cowboys, that corner guy. Could you imagine if we got the UCA guy who went to the Patriots and that pot smoker, we would have been really good at the trenches. So, I don't know. Jerry Jones is an imbecile. We all know it. He did get offensive lineman. But, I always say, you guys, go look back at your 2012 draft and see how good it is. It's great this year. Talk about this draft in 3 years and see how good it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to plant a tree in your backyard, an apple tree? What, the Blackhawks? I got a $10 bet with my wife. I got $10 on. My Blackhawks won last night. I'm happy. My wife's not happy. She's a Wild fan. So, Blackhawks, your Buffalo, your Chicago Bastards moved on. That's a good thing. I'm taking in the horse race. I'm taking Mr. Z. I'm going to put $50. I'm down in Minnesota, and I want Pac-Man to take down the Money Man. He's a woman beater. I want Pac-Man to left hook this bastard and knock him down in Vegas. I'm taking Pacquiao in four.
I'm going with Pacquiao myself. Hey, the Bears are about to kick right now.
All right.
They're on the clock, bro. They're on the clock.
All right,
kick is in. Here we go.
All right, who are they going to get? I'll stay with you till the pick, and I got to go to work.
What is this? Hold on.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, Chicago live with them in the picks. Who are they going to pick? Who are they going to pick?
Here we go, right here.
Here it is.
All right. Here we go, Bears fans. With the seventh pick.
In the fourth round.
106 overall.
Number 106 overall. Chicago Bears that selected Jeremy Langston. Running back.
There you go. Sweet, gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. Have an epic show. I'll talk to you guys later.
Hey, thanks, man.
Go, Mr. Z. Go Pacquiao. Go to my Cowpo 1 podcast over there on YouTube, the Google Hangout. You'll see the video, okay? Cowpo 1.
Yes, sir.
On YouTube.
All right.
On YouTube. Thanks, guys.
You too, man. Have a good day.
All right.
Thanks. Bears get a running back. You hear that? Bears get a running back from Michigan State. I love the pick. I love the pick.
Running back from Michigan State. Rushing touchdown.
Yes. But what does that say about my man, Kadeem Carey? Is he out of here?
So, before we go off the air,
we're not going off the air.
Oh, okay.
We're going to keep talking.
Well, this was supposed to be a defensive draft. We picked two offensive players in the first four rounds.
Well, we'll be off the air, but we're going to keep talking a little bit more.
Y'all did go.
So you hear?
I understand what they do. We're going best player available.
That's what they said we were going to do.
Offensive draft.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Get more value from the draft.
Yeah.
You going to go down to part, though. You're going to go take a ball. I'm like,
instead of just getting somebody cold and just putting them without saying,
right.
Yeah.
Like, you know, who is the running back? Maybe
on Bill. Okay,
I'm happy for that.
That's a nice pick. Talk about the Bryce pick real quick. And the running back we just got. Jeremy Langford.
Man, he needs a straight offensive line. Like, he probably ain't going to make those.
So we got 10 seconds left to go live, but like I said, we might not. But that's it. 10 seconds left. We're about to get out of here.
All right, that's all. Peace.
Later. No fans.
Okay,